Vorteil im Matze. Masch, wa mei hocha, der ein Jolzim im Matze Gesula. Der Rabbanen, Islul Shabbat, Gzeh Rashabbat, so mekubelt, wa Rabbi Shmoda, ein und beid, da hitmastit, da achit, wa sora, wa kusum, wa shibol shum, wa shibu, wa meyel, chayam, wa chala. Ve karmel, wa gemar, min oni, mila, mersh, lo, mersh, asa lechem, lechem, imatze, ksivach, vi, yor, mecha, lechem, lorot, ksivach, lechem, oni. Hello, the Rabbanen, Islul, the Matze, the Matze, Shani, Havi, Shalachem, Aber Gzula de Lav Lachem, he lo nafik bo. You're not Yotze because of Zulachem. According to the Shagas Ari, it's not true. The Rabbanan, Yisrael Shabbat, Gzeh Rashabat, Zulma Kubel, Zulma Bishmol, Daf, Ayin, Ad Beit, Ahid Masit, Zahachit, Vassor, Makusum, Shibol Shum, Shibu, Ahid, 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 Mechala. The Karmel, Lovi, Gemar, Min, Onim, Milam, Rish, Lovish, Asa, Lechem, Lechem, Yimatzah, Sivacham, Yorah, Bechal, Lechem, Lorot, Sivacham, Lechem, Onim. Hello, the Rabban and Israel, the Matzah Masah Sheni, Havi Shalachem. Avo Gzula de Lav Lachem, he lo nafik bo. You're not Yotze because of Zulachem. According to the Shagas Ari, it's not true. It's not true, you is considered Lachem. It's owned by a private citizen. So, really, the Shagas Ari, I mean, the Paskin, you can actually be Yotze with stolen Matzah Chasvashal. So, why not? Uvishami Goras Matagzula Asura Lavorachale Amarad Osha Ashem Shanera Ve Ubotea Berech Niet Hashem. As the Tema Betchila, the soul, Domum the Chayable, Alma Mashmud Ango Israel, Vishum Ubotea Berech Niet, Abu Bidieve Napikbo, Sumasla Vishami Rabbi Yonam Ein Aveira Mitzvah, Rabbi Yonam Ein Mitzvah Aveira. What do we call that in our language? The Mitzvah Habob Aveira, it's the Uvishami. Why does the Yerushalmi say it's not Shalachem? Shalachem have a different reason. Why does the Yerushalmi say it's only Mitzvah of Aveira problem? That's the answer to the Shagas Ari. I think it's the Korach, but Korach is alright, am I right? Tof Nun Dalet, Sifton Nalet? Is that what he says there? If I have it straight? Well, hold on. We do the end first. Lachain near the middle of Ashtama Tana Loma Matak Zula Postum Mishim to Motatanil Bidul of a Gozel. Then a Postum Midoraisim Mitam Lachem. It's possible the mitzvah of Baba Vera, as Yerushalmi quoted in the Rosh. Aye, be bought it earlier, be quiet earlier, there's not in the mitzvah of Baba Vera, as you see when it comes to Lulav. Hocha da kinyin bishasa achilo, the le'isa tzorech achilo, havi mitzvah Baba Vera. And therefore he wants to suggest that more of the Rabbonon, and my brother the Rabbonon, you don't say, what? Mitzvah Baba Vera. Not the Yisabi of the Rishon, that's a different story. But Moraz and Gantz and the Rabboni suggest. That's paragraph 2 in the Mekor Chaim. Gevaldik. However, earlier, in the first paragraph, before he got to that, he was discussing this issue. He says, how can Matzah derive from Chala? And Chala, you're Chayim and Yisuk Zula. You see him in the Kabbalah Kamad of Tzadi Dalit. See Chayim and Chala. So isn't that right in the Shagas Arye? But there's no such thing as Shalachem. It is Ze'eno. So be'emes, al korcho kol hecha deksiv lochem emad gzula. I was trapped in Kala. Va'al korcho tzorech loma de b'chala in the time of the b'ho mikol makom ha'isa de nigzalu. So agazan lo kono va'vitevel l'chala mitam isa de nigzal. Da'afilu nata mikema shechaver isa shlomidat l'itbu l'chala. Only by the gods, and it's not going to be by Lachem. But here it's mitam the nigzal, who poshes the locus shut shagas aryeh. Ah, he has a kashi, a kona b'shinoi. Mikana Bishinoi, or because he chewed up, Mikana Bishinoi. Yeah, says the, as we learned last year in the Pirgan Melon Aris, Tosuk Subasham. Yeah. Therefore he says, it's Mitzvah of Avera. See, comes out to the same bottom line, but for a different reason. The Shagas Ayah said, there's no such dinner Shulachem, because they're right from Chala. The Mekorachem, that's no proof. You need Shulachem. It's Shulachem of whom? Of the Nigzal. But he has a kasha, but if, let's say Kona Bil Isa, Bishinoi, Minachinami, then Shalachem, the Chasar and Zwad, Mitzvah Ba, Ba Beiro. So Rabbi Chanan picks up on this in the Kovet Shiuri. Let's take it one step further. He says, the Rama's Mitzvah Ba Beiro from the Rishalmi, but I'm Shalachem, quote the Shagas Aryeh. He says like this, where's the comparable case? He says like this, do it with the Valye Roya. We had this matter a few months ago. La Sorum de Orba Gabbeinu Shalom Rakshi Shal Yisrael. Behold the Lekal Valye Roya Bechalav Yad Yisrael. Why is that? Because it belongs to a Kohen. It's not lecha. So to be called talatos in the flamed hay. The flamed kes rather. That like I mean matzah shel tevel, it's not called matzatschem. Why? Because part of it belongs to whom? Belongs to Shevet Kahuna. So if it belongs to Shevet Kahuna, it's not considered to be owned by some other party. It's not a normal ownership. That's why there's no value roh, eh? Remember we had the rubs all over it? There's no value roh, only if it belongs to Shevet Kahuna, as opposed to it belongs to another Jew. Say Yeshua, the whole story. But here too, when it comes to matzah, belongs to the Jew, it's good enough. Belongs to Shevet Kahuna, it's challah, this is this nation, it's Mamon Gavon, they're not. He repeats the same thing in Kuvan with an interesting idea. By lulav, it says, lulav ha-gazel posel. It doesn't say ekish. You hear this? Everybody knows the first mission of lulav ha-gazel. How's that? Lulav ha-gazel ha-yavish posel. Everybody knows that. Hekesh is not found. Uva mata tani hekesh, our Mishnah, the flamed hay, v'lo tani gozel. How come? Halo davaru. If you both need shalachem and one's derived from the other, so why is the distinction in the Mishnayos themselves? Like this. V'hainu. The belula being in shei shalom. You can't got hekesh b'chal gozel shei shalom. Yeah, the true hekesh is no good. It's a subset of gozel, shei shalom. Ava v'mata lo b'in in shalom. V'hekesh pasal lo b'nei shei shalom. El Neshul Mamon Gavoa, Upsul Meyuchav, and a Shagla Gozel. Very interesting idea. Fascinating. It goes to Dicha, which is not our opinion for right now. So there's a very big deal in the Lashon, the Mishnayos themselves. Bottom line is that our minhag is that we're relying on all these Svaras to say that you are Yotze with Matzah at the Seder table, even though you did not get a formal Haknah. Just to add, there were those who maintained that there is a formal Haknah. I didn't. We have a cloud god on these matters. I give you whatever you need. I want to become Machnasus Orochim. And I know that the only way for you to be Yotzei is how, if I'm Machnas to you, if that's true. So I give it to you on whatever terms you need to be Yotzei. This is found elsewhere as well. The Apostle talk about a guy giving out a lulav on the first night sukkahs. Okay, whatever it may be. So it's Mistama Matana Manaslahazi in the Apostle Day Taylor. Even though I didn't spell it out. Because the lulav ashol is no good the first day. I didn't say beferish me matanas nasahavdi. He must have meant that because you wanted to be nice to me. You wanted to give me a break, give me an opportunity to be yotzei the mitzvah. So therefore, you must have meant a matanas nasahavdi. Here, so you must have meant a matana. It's true that matana needed. I didn't mean it. I mean whatever halacha demands that I mean. I know what I mean. It's the average Baal say that. Stop the average Jew. Right? You go home. Ask your father what he says. When you give out the matzah to say, do you have in mind to give it as a matana, or just you don't have that in mind? If the father would say, I have a mind to do whatever the halacha tells me to do. That'll be a correct answer. And if that's what the halacha demands to have matana, it's a matana. If it's not a matana, it's not a matana. They're a similar story. Yeah? Right. That's more than it doesn't make it yours. That doesn't make it yours, that's the problem. It doesn't make it yours. The shachar that you don't need it to be yours. The guy's not makbir. That won't help us if you need shalach ha-mamash. And the lulav won't help you. One father put it for today, and then we'll have to stop. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I want to finish up these inyanim of mat. I want to start tomorrow. You know. I would like, if possible, to do chazara next week. Starting the trip to the matzah bakery. I want to give out the bechina on a take-home basis, over Pesach. And the reason for this is, that in my opinion, it's mutter to write out a bechina on Chalamoy. My bechina. Dover Alomi, right, you'll forget it later. And I know the Talmidim are very busy when they come back, and I'd rather the Talmidim have the opportunity to learn, give them a machayef, learn a biyantif. So, that's what I want to do, okay? But let me see the rush. I hope we'll do it. I hope we'll be able to do it. The rush to Simchat Zion was at the Maror Makomos already on Sunday. We never looked inside. Hahu Arba, quotes the Gemara of Menachem Bay. It was a boat. The Tava drowned. The Chishta, the Shari Rava is winning the Nachri.
That's the whole Makos for
Chiyat Chametz.
But they were on a boat, and it was the only way to...
It's different. That's no steps. It's different. No steps. So this is a different one. Okay, so what happened was that the wheat the wheat was drowned. How can I say it? Nice way. It was inundated with water. Right? So this would end up submerged in water. How can you do it? You're going to sell it to them, sell it back to a Jew. How can it be? Hoda my rabba lezvinu kamokaba lezistrol ki echid lezneichel nikami pismu. You're a taka afraid you may sell it back to a Jew. Hikshir abeinu afrayim's out. Amai asrinu lahani chiti. Bare lo nisbaku. What does baku mean? They didn't crack. I know they didn't crack. So the carbon panel is, I know they didn't crack. Hey, dinis baku lekel the mechash to hotas mitzvah the Yisrael. The Yisrael roa shechitim mechumatzim. Hema. If it's cracked, the Jews are going to buy it back. So obviously it's not cracked. If it's not cracked, what's the problem? That's a bit of Ephraim's kash. Oh, very good. The Ranter. But I didn't put the round in the Maror Makomos yet, David. So tomorrow you'll see the round in the Maror Makomos. The first Maror Makomos. Oh, we'll see that too. Betirit Lissisa da Asik Behu Bechiti Lo Asir Adai Chimus. Actually, it's backwards. Because you're constantly moving it around. The Sisa, you know, you're washing it and the water's moving, it's rinsing. It's action. So if you don't see a Bikua, you don't see a crack, you're going to assume it's not something. Aval Hanechiti. The she, what does she mean? Smooth. Came of the main of she, or maybe it should be. No, the word she is, excuse me, the word she is erased to the back. Avalhani Chiti came of the main of Naichi, they're on the bottom of the river. They were just drowned in the boat. Also, the Rechim was inactive. We had it once before. Remember the Chok Yaakov we had once? Where you mix in the water with the main Paris? He made a distinction between whether you're in action and no action. If it's leisha, we can be mekel. If it's a little water, I think it mixes it before the leisha. If it's just dormant there, just fell in there, then not. A similar idea is the Rabbeinu Ephraim. There are many other answers besides Rabbeinu Ephraim. One is David's answer, which the Ran quotes. There's three other answers besides that. Mishnah tomorrow will start with that. We'll go to the question of the flour. And a few other questions of when you find some cracked grain in a top shell. And then we have to do a Mayim Shalonu. And if he finish all that, we'll start tomorrow. I don't know if we'll have a chance. I hope so. Okay. Gotta move. We can figure out my extrapolation to the way. Maybe not. I don't know. We now have to buy all that for this. But seriously speaking, that means you have 16 masses in a machine, in a box of the machine approximately. That means each mass is approximately 1 ounce of weight, correct? But 1 ounce of weight, as we just saw now, is more than 2 fluid ounces. Because a gram is, there's 28.5 grams in a...
24.6 grams per ounce.
What do you mean pounds for? I'm talking about ounces. This is good. 28.4 something, excuse me. Are we a little rounded off to 28 and a half? So they're approximately 28 and a half grams to an ounce. And 1 fluid ounce is 12.6 grams, so it's less than a, you figure it out yourself. I mean, it explains why that although each matzah weighs 1 ounce on a scale approximately, all right, you take a scale, take a regular machine matzah, weigh it on a scale, you'll see it should be approximately 1 ounce, approximately. But that 1 ounce packs in it over 2 fluid ounces in the way we get, the way we crushed it down. We can crush it more and crush it less. But we crushed down over 2 fluid ounces. And therefore it'd be over 2, at least according to our calculation, would be over 2 kazesim. I have yet to call up a stone who measured with water. I still have mind to call, I just haven't done it yet. I don't know what he's talking about. Measured with water. I don't even need water for. But he may have a different calculation. That's why he got 1.9. We get 2 point something. It was how many kazesim are there in a matzah? He got 1.9, right? That's what he according to us, because that's slightly over a half a matzah according to us, because that's significantly less than a half a matzah, even though we're basically going with the same shear. Same shear of 1 ounce, we're looking for 1 fluid ounce, more or less. So I don't know, he has his water sign. But anyway, that's a very important measurement. Thank you very much. And if you can weigh it, take it on the same scale, look at a matzah from somewhere, a regular machine matzah, put it on the scale, I predict it'll be about 1 ounce, which will be 28.4, what?
So you're not
4-something grams. Okay, 16 into what? 16 into 454.5. You can do the math to figure out what that is. Now, as far as our tour to the matzah bakery for Mr. Shim, scheduled for next Monday, and I want to apologize to the many guests who are here today that we're not starting a new union. When you start a new union, it's always good, you know, we are. We start something new. We'll try to do as much as we can in terms of orienting those who are our guests, in terms of what we've been discussing in the past. We'll try. We are actually pursuing simultaneously two matters on the Maror Makomos, matzah and Maror. We're up to matzah, maybe we'll get to Maror today, if not we'll get to it tomorrow. I want to open by saying that since no one else went to the library, I did, and I have here the Xerox of the two critical pages of the book, Simchei HaMishnah, by Yehuda Felix is the name of the author, and it discusses Shibola Shul. Remember Shibola Shul? Back to the Mishnah of Flamin Ham and Aleph. Shibola Shul, Sarasha Avina. And Avina, we know for a fact, means oats. That's a fact. That's oats. And as a matter of fact, on the topic called Zihuyim Mutim, false mistaken identification, he has Tumuna Kuf Ayin Gimel Shibola Shul, Avena Sativa, Anglit, oats. He says, Min Dagan Zeh Korib is Biyameinu Shibola Shul. Nowadays it's called in modern Hebrew Shibola Shul. Look on the modern Hebrew over here, on the Lazei Rashi. Avina, they translate right back to what? Shibola Shul. That's a pretty funny translation. Shibola Shul, Rashi said Avina, they say back Shibola Shul. It's like a mirror image. The answer is told by modern Hebrew. In modern Hebrew, oats are called Shibola Shul. Says the Professor Felix, Eino Zehel is Shibola Shul Shibola Mishnah. Shul min sa'ora. As we know, Shibola Shul is min sa'orin. That's the Beferish Gemara, right over here, on the first wide line, 11 Ham and Aleph. So back, that's in Tumuna Kuf Ayin Gimel, page 189. Back in Tumuna Kuf Mem Aleph, page 155, what's Shibola Shul? Mechamesh mine dogon. Biyameinu mechanim b'shem zeh et ha-dogon ha-meshamesh k'mispo u'la-hachonas kvaker. What's kvaker? Quaker oats. Ah, Quaker oats. I must be the modern Hebrew term. That's right, Quaker oats. Those are always the hardest words to get, the English words. Birom, however, hachokrim metilim safek gadol imamnam gidlu tzemach zeh ba'aretz b'tkufa atika. Where the oats grew in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Mishnah. Zihui zeh inom b'tyashev im ha'alacha ha'moneh shibola shu'ol v'sorim kimin achaz l'din kilayim. That they're considered to be one min. But oat she'ele, shnei minim shonim ma'od. You can't, barley and oats, nothing to do with each other. Completely different. So therefore he feels, the Yerushalmi, chala perikes, halokakes, mitzayena v'shimen ben Nachman shibola shu'al, quote, shi'asuya kishuro. All right, what does it mean? Shkolomash kemin sargal. What's a sargal? A ruler? That's what I thought. A ruler? Correct. Yeah, that's my name for a ruler, man. Is that a ruler? Tiurze, which is a statistic description, וכן שאר התיאורים בהלכה מצביעים על זיהוי שיבול השואל לסעורה הדו-טורית. Two-rowed barley. I don't know what one-rowed barley looks like, so I don't know what two, but two-rowed barley is a beautiful picture. I'll pass it around in a minute. Zihui zeh uvabe perushol the Mishnah shel Rabbi Nosson Av Yeshiva. I think it's a Nosson Bala Orach, if I'm not mistaken. The Orach is the one who disagrees with Rashi. Dagad zeh shesridav nimtzu lachana b'chafirat shebemitzivot En Gedi. They found it in the archaeological dig in En Gedi. Mishamesh gam b'yameinu b'atziyat habira. I don't know what the bira is. It's a tough word. Not a capital city. No, that's not what it means. I don't know if it's bira, just take away the R. We know what bira is. Put this thing, if you accept this psak, then you're really out of luck with the old matzahs.
Yeah.
The old matzahs are no good according to this psak. So this psak says that oats is not from Hamesh Taminim. You also have luck with Cheerios and Kvaker. And like a bracha on Kvaker, this should be an Adama. I believe, and I'm not mistaken, there are Shlomo Zalman Orabach Shalit, and it's Mincha Shlomo. Someone makes a reference that there's some people who question Rashi's identification of Shibol Shul as Avayna, which means oats. I don't know what to say. You know, that the Minigah Olam is not at all like this Professor Felix. It's like Rashi HaKodesh, even though the Oruch is against Rashi. But we're B'nai Ashkenaz, we follow Rashi. The Oruch, we don't always follow against Rashi. On the other hand, he has some interesting scientific things to say. I'll pass it around for your perusal. Yeah. Yeah.
How can we use old masters anyway?
Shibol Shul, the meaning is the O-ring. Nope. We can make masters with the O-ring. That's a Mishnah. Eilud, Rav, Mishal, Yatsu, Chavaz, Bepesach, Mechitzin, Besorin, Bekutz, Mishul, Shibol, Shibol,
and if you would do a Tisa, it would be up.
Okay. Well, the Tisa.
No.
Okay. Once we're on the topic of science, and this interface of science and halacha, yes? What is hops?
Beer.
Isn't that oats also? Hops not like oats? Hop is barley? Well, then the Metaga didn't know French, with all due respect. Well, that's supposed to be a specialty. Because everyone that I've seen says that Avayna means oats. Huh? Hops is oats. Oh, so that's why so the Metaga didn't know. We don't know English. He knew French and German. We don't know English. Alright. Once on the topic of science, and identification of the various men, I have to say this fascinating article, which I've been making veiled, subtle references to for months already, came out in a publication called Gesher. Gesher is, as its title so boldly suggests, bridging the spectrum of Orthodox Jewish scholarship. And it has come out, I believe, a total of 9 times in history, I think. And this is number 8. This is the 8th edition of it. It's in 1981. Last of our Pesach Gemara on Shabbos, as a matter of fact. But that's not the unrelated point. And it's entitled, The History of Horseradish is the Bitter Herb of Passover. Written by a man named Arthur Schaefer, who was at that time a doctoral candidate in the Department of Horticulture, Rutgers University. And he apparently had taught plant biology at Yeshiva College, and presently at that time, as guest botanical curator of the Yeshiva University Museum. I'd love to track him down to find out what if he got any rabbinical reaction to his article. His article claims, I'll tell you the kids, I'll give it to you to read for Mara Makamas tomorrow. His article claims that horseradish is simply not moral at all. Well, I've been hinting at it for a long time. He says it's not bitter at all. It's sharp, not bitter. And he brings many proofs to indicate that what he's saying is correct. The problem is there are two what you would call Rishonim, who go back to what we call, I think, the 13th century, who do say, at least according to the text that we have, that Tamcha, which is the sword of Lamentes, is one of the types of Maror, is translated as what we call, what it's called in German, Meretich. What's Retich? You know Yiddish?
Radish.
Retich. What's the matter? Retich is radish. Meretich. No. What does Mer stand for? fascinating. He had a beautiful, he's a fascinating man, this man. And what did you say, the sea? Well, Woodmere. Who lives in Woodmere? Nobody. Chose something about Bashir. Who lives in... What does Woodmere mean? What does the word mere mean? Near me, that by honest, it means an ocean, a sea. You know, French, who knows French? Maybe German, too. No, I think Latin, the Latin root. Okay? He thinks over here... One minute. 1 second. Slowly. This is a very interesting article. He wants to know where the name horseradish in the English language comes from. Here. The origin of the words meretich and horseradish are fascinating. Meretich indicates a radish, retich, which grows near a body of water. Hence, Latin generic name, armoratia. Ar is near, more is the sea, ratia, which means again, meretich, how did the name get, where did it come to horseradish? It's an unbelievable, possible mistake. May have evolved to horseradish by taking mere to be a mare, a horse, and thus a sea radish became horseradish. I mean, that's what he suggests over here. Wild. Unbelievable. Another possibility is that horseradish means a strong or hot radish. That's what he says. I thought a different word. That's what I thought, but I'm not sure if I factor right. What's a horse fly? A huge fly. So I thought that a horseradish would be much bigger than a regular radish. I believe it's much bigger. No, it's not. That's what I thought. That's my suggestion. It's all pure etymology. It's neither halacha nor science. It's etymology.
OED.
Okay.
Well,
do me a favor. Look it up. Look up. But it's not really English. Okay. Look up horseradish, please. Okay, English. We have to have Torah Umada, including my Da'e Haruah, including the social and the science and humanities. You have to take care of all the Chokmas. But in my opinion, this is what led, and he quotes it over here. Chokmah Shlomo. Do you see that in my Makom with anybody? The Chokmah Shlomo of Shlomo Kluge says, if a person can't get a horseradish, he should use regular radish. Reitach. By the names, they must be very similar plants. I don't know. It becomes, anyway, he claims that if you look at all the early sources in Rishonim, and I think it's completely correct, all the early sources in the Rishonim, thank you very much, all the early sources in the Rishonim identify all the five types of maror as lettuce. Different types of lettuce or, you know, leafy vegetables, yurukos, leafy vegetables. Down the line, for example, he quotes Rashi, quotes the Aruch. All say, he quotes the Aruch. I don't know what these plants are in English. That's my problem. The Aruch quotes comes as cardo, which is cardoon, which is the close brother of the globe artichoke. It's a thistle-like plant, which includes, of the daisy family, which includes lettuce, endive, chicory, and wormwood. That's what he says. That's what the... The Yesh Omer Marupio. What's Marubio? This is 2 days in Europe, which is undoubtedly Marubium vulgare in Latin. Who knows Latin? Marubium vulgare, and in English it's called, catch this word, whorehound. H-O-R-E-H-O-U-N-D. What is that? A member of the Labiate family with whitish hairy leaves and a bitter taste. It was often mentioned by Greek, Roman, and medieval herbalists. Okay? So Rabosai, it fits right in. It's bitter sap. He quotes from Columbella and Dere Rustica, classical library. You have to look in Kitzer. He gives many medieval sources and classical sources for this. Okay? This is very important. It says what? We did? I don't remember. Do me a favor, we have an Aruch Shulchan on the desk. Tough Ayin Gimel, that's not an Aruch Shulchan. couple of Tafayim Gimel. I don't know if in the middle of Sif Hei, the equivalent of Sif Hei. Now Rashi. Look at Rashi, Rabbi Osai, on that Lamed Tet. Once we're in science. I guess it's Mazda Torah, they're usually Torah Mazda, if anything. I don't want to give you a wrong impression. I'll be a shot of Mega Torah. Here we go. Tamcha saw the first narrow line of Rashi on the Testament Aleph. Marbuya. What does Marbuya mean? I just told you before. Marubium vulgar, or whorehound, which is a kind of a lettuce family thing. Certainly not horseradish. So the Rashi says. So Rashi and the Aruch. Right? Rashi and the Aruch. And he quotes also from other Sforim. The Sefer Ether is the same thing. The Rif. Let's turn to the Rif. Very important here. Everyone turn to the Rif, please. Thank you very much. The Rif on that Mishnah. Very, very important. You'll see how critical this is. Everything starts with the Rif. Very, very important. Critical. Page Yud Aleph Min Beis in our print, 22. So what are these things? Because everyone translated in his own vernacular. So Tamcha, the Rif on the first after the Mishnah. Tamcha Sishma, the line begins Tamcha, so right after the Mishnah of Eli Yerokas. B'koron la'v'losh na'ravi al salim. Al is presumably just preface. What does al salim mean? Al salim. One minute. You want to know what it means? Brassica napus in Latin. Alright? We don't know what that means. Rambam, interesting, defines Tamcha as something called Saris, which is a Greek word for a form of endives. He quoted Dioscorides. He says endives. Now he claims that maybe it's a mistake in the Rif. Maybe Rambam wrote Saris instead of Salim, you know, he says that maybe it was a corruption. This, the Mem might be a Samach and the Lam might be a Re, you know, these corruptions can come, but it's not so accurate. In any event, whatever it may be, it's certainly not horseradish. Never. Where do you find the first mention of horseradish in this whole context? Is found in the Ravan, who says Meretich. That's written in the 12th century. But for Charoses, not for Moro. Alright? So you have to look to when the Rav Yos is the same thing. One second. Now look over here, Rav Osai. You have a major problem. On the Rashi on the Rif. Hey, by the way, I don't want to take you all your time. You go through many, many other Rishonim who say the same thing. You show me that later. He quotes Shiboli Haleket and the Smag. All of them to keep going with Rashi's Yisod. Okay? The first mention of Tamcha as horseradish, the first mention is in Hagos Maimonios. It's true. Hagos Maimonios. But there's a problem which it doesn't make any sense. If you take a look in Hagos Maimonios in Perek Zion, Adilchus Tamat Tamatza, on Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, Tamcha is, catch this now, Meretich Belaz Merubia. That's a contradiction in terms. Meretich is horseradish. Merubia, we just said before, is some kind of a lettuce. Now, take a look over here, though, in Rashi on the Rif.
Which one?
Look at Rashi on the Rif. That's why you have to look at the Rif before. It's an amazing Rashi on the Rif. Where Rashi on the Rif, an actual Cecil who wrote that. Rashi and the Rif says Merirta, not Tamcha. Tamcha is in the regular translations everybody else has, basically. Merubia is on the bottom. The Bacha. But when it comes to Merirta, which is the other kind of, what are the five types? Oh, I forgot. Merirta is number one. Well, hold on a second.
Hold on.
Very important. Don't go down himself already. I'm sure they, I don't know what they say. They probably follow the regular thing. I didn't even look. Don't get a look on our scroll. They sometimes have to dabble in some science a little bit. Marir says which? Where is it? Hazer is Chasel. Shinidu v'tamka. Tamka zah. Chashavim da. Marir is the last one. So on the Marir comes the Rashi and the Riff and says, Meretich. Which is Meretich, which is horseradish. So the source is Rashi. It can't be Rashi. Because Rashi is a fairish.
Well, hold on. What about Shandor?
I'm near Poil. Be pulperit. What's pulperit? Min Asa. Look at whatever it means. It's, he kills you in English. And the Lati Raja. So it's a kind of a grass. It's a.
Top of the horse grass. That's grass. You're buying through. So that could be considered.
No, it's not.
The Rosh Hashanah said you can use the grass top of the horse grass. Maybe that's the Rosh Hashanah.
Here. What is pulperitz? It's certainly not horseradish. He writes. Hold on, what is it? Tussilage. He thinks it's like peppergrass. Pulperitz, from the lush of pepper. Pulperitz. Peppergrass.
Can you try
this? Wait a minute. However, it's interesting to know that no matter what pulperitz may be, after Rashi and his school is never heard from again, and horseradish, as I mentioned, is a bitter for approximately 200 years. Now, wait a minute. Here's already a chink in the armor over here. I see already a chink in the armor. Because he writes over here that if pulperitz refers to a peppery tasting plant, possibly garden cress or peppergrass, then he writes, a member of the same family as horseradish, which is in Latin, cruciferaceae. I don't know what that means exactly. Now, I don't know. So therefore, now there is a mocha perhaps in Rashi, not al tamcha, but rather al twat, merirta, which was the fifth of the minute. Now, the problem is, you see what's a funny thing? The Hagos Maimoni says three words. I read it to you before. Of the tamcha. Merita, which is horseradish, dahain ubalaz, Marubia, which is a kind of a lettuce. It makes no sense. It's a contradiction. The kitzur, it's very questionable whether, in fact, horseradish is more in the first place. Very questionable. And all the old traditions say they used to use lettuce. He suggests in this article, which I'll give you to read, that the reason why they relied upon horseradish is possibly because they couldn't get lettuce. Rashi couldn't get lettuce. Says the Farish, one year Rashi couldn't get lettuce, they used this other kind of a min. I mean, because Chazeres is the ideal, the Farish and Gemara. The Chazeres is, The Sefer Aguda, which is written in the 14th century, says, Reisi Rabosai HaChazirin Acha Letuga, what's Letuga? Lettuce, of course. Vimlomatu Iklum Meritim. All right, that apparently they couldn't find the lettuce. They couldn't find the lettuce. And then they would use this. It goes a whole discussion that lettuce is available in the Mediterranean climate, not in the northern and eastern Europe climate where they do started to move. So they just couldn't get it. Couldn't get it. Because even Rashi lived, we know where Rashi lived. Somewhere it said that Rashi couldn't get it one year. One second. Somewhere here to the Rashi couldn't get it one year. Even when lettuce is available, which is against the offer of the Gemara. You saw the Gemara? Mitzvah Chazeres, the Farish of Gemara. The Chazeres has priority. Perhaps stems from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that we should use horseradish instead of lettuce because lettuce is infested with bugs. Now, I'm told that Rav Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used iceberg lettuce, which is much fewer bugs than romaine lettuce. Now I have over here, I just noticed it now, he said, footnote 31 over here, iceberg. In Chazer, the leafy, quote, romaine type. That was the main thing, that was the best one to use. Iceberg, or head lettuce as we know it, seems to have originated sometime in the late Middle Ages, and is associated with a simple mutation with our biology lab. We have physics and chemistry, we need biology. Who's a bio major here? Pre-med, who? All right? Simple mutation. You don't find until 16th century literature. I don't know. You look at the book, Salads for Everyone. A look at the lettuce plant. That's what he has. He quotes everything over here. I got to get a hold of this person. I got to find out where he is and find and see if we can call him up, see if we can come give us a presentation. Seriously speaking, how did I discover this primarily? I knew this a little bit, but the whole thing started 2 or 3 years ago. Because all of a sudden, era of pace, there was a complete crisis throughout the New York City area. They discovered that all or most of the horseradish was stored and soaked in water for 24 hours. And the Gemara says over here, the Shulchan Aruch said, he stored the Shulchan Aruch. If it's soaked for 24 hours, kavash kemavushel, and it's treated as according to some posts, as varav mavushel, which you're not yotze. So I get kind of frantic phone calls. I start calling Brooklyn and calling. So among the other persons I called, Rav Shechta, I said, what does he have to say about this? So he smiled at the phone. I can see him smiling and says, well, what's radish? Probably not mara anyway. So what's the difference if it's kavash? And I said, what? Yeah, that you look at the gesher. So then I think I already had it, and I looked it up over here. I think this person was a Talmud of his, this author, if I'm not mistaken. I think I know what he looks like, even. Could be. I could be told about this Talmud of his. So I got the article, and, you know, I don't know. It's hard to go against a tradition, which even if it goes back to Agos Maimony, and he claims maybe a corruption of Agos Maimony, maybe, and then Rashi the Rif is a mistake, because after all, we don't... Yeah, it's Rashi the Rif, you know... That's not the same as Rashi, that we know for sure, because we see right here a contradiction. But if it's who wrote Rashi on the Rif, it tells you. 1 second. Rashi on the Rif, 1 minute. It's all in here. He calls it pseudo Rashi, he keeps calling it that. Pseudo Rashi. 1 minute. Here it is. Pseudo Rashi. Oh. Who wrote? Pseudo Rashi. So he says that if you quote it somewhere at the Duke Sofrim, have you ever the Duke Sofrim? That's the Rabinowitz with a big Talmud Chacham who checked all the different manuscripts. I can't right now find out where the footnote is, but he quotes it at the Duke Sofrim, or at the end of Shkolim. Has a note somewhere at the end of Shkolim. I don't know why. Don't ask me why it's there, but I just... Pseudo Rashi. Somewhere, I can't find the footnote. So that's written by... It was written late. It was not written by Rashi, nor was it written in the time of Rashi. Oh, here it is. According to Rabinowitz, in a short note to the Tzadik Sofer at the end of Shkolim, the Pseudo Rashi dates to the second half of the 13th century, and is part of the general literature that sprung up around the Rif due to the earlier ban on studying Talmud. Holy cow. In 1242, you may know, there was a tremendous strafe. They burnt all the Svarim in Paris. That was the famous Rami Wittenberg, Shalit Zufmesh and Tishabov. That was the Shari Chur of Eniona. He said it because he burned the Rambam. I didn't much mention this once before. So after that point, they couldn't learn the Gemara, they learned the Rif. So the Rif was all, yeah. So that's where the Pseudo Rashi comes from. I mean, it could have been taken from Agos Maimony, because Agos Maimony is also written about that time. You know, who took from whom? Agos Maimony was written by Rav Meir HaKohen, the Talmud of Maram. again. The chink in the armor of his very otherwise very persuasive argument is that maybe this prepusa, which Rashi has over here on the Flamatessim and Aleph, as it goes Marirto or Amir Foil. Chink in the armor of his very otherwise very persuasive argument is that maybe this prepusa, which Rashi has over here on the Flamatessim and Aleph, as it goes Marirto or Amir Foil, we popper it, maybe that's something which is like horseradish. Now there's a big difference to my mind. If Rashi says it, once the Halakha Rashi says it, then even though he'll try to prove to me that this didn't happen, it never happened, the Halakha Rashi is, you know, the Avi of Yadis Ashkenaz. That's it. Rashi said it, you know, we can go all the way with Rashi, not have to worry. If it comes after Rashi and it's very much more controversial, that's much more difficult. So the fact that Rashi used lettuce is no cash against this, because Rashi used Chazeres. Chazeres was the best kind of Tamcha, which is next, is the lowest of the low, assuming it goes to the water. So he really used it. Some ways the Rashi couldn't get it one year. And he used something. I can't. I just don't know. There's so many pages here. Some ways that Rashi one year couldn't get the lettuce, and he used something else. I just don't. Right now I can't find it. Sure, it's here. Okay. If you find it, let me know. Okay. Enough science for today. But it's very important. The difference, of course, as I said before, when it comes to oats, Rashi said it. So a person uses oats matzah, he goes with Rashi. That's an authentic Rashi. When you go with horseradish, you know, it's not so authentic. So I'll tell you what I do. Tomorrow I use lettuce, which is what my father used. Everyone that lettuce is considered the best brand. Romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce. We'll check it for bugs. If you find bug, we throw out the lettuce. Well, that's it. Throw the whole thing out. Yeah? Ah, a few. Not about that. You can't, once it's infested, it's very hard to... Throw it out. Another head of lettuce.
He checks it before Pesach. He doesn't check it the night
of the... I have another head of lettuce. I buy many heads of lettuce and hope that not all of them are going to be infested. Okay?
Hold it.
Huh? I think so, although it says it's a mutation in the 16th century. I don't know. Could be it's still okay. So what? But I prefer we use the Romaine lettuce. But for Korach, my father always uses horseradish. That was always the minigun. Eat it and turn red as a beet, and all the children would get all the spoil, and oh, and that was just some of my fondest memories of my childhood. So even though I'm quite skeptical whether horseradish is in fact maror, what are you going to do? Tradition is tradition. Tell them it's one change. That's different than my father does, which is as follows. When I have korach, I make a sandwich with two parts. I have matzah at the bottom. One half of the matzah, one half of the sandwich has kazayas of lettuce, which I eat first. And I have a kazayas of matzah with a kazayas of this maror, and that's it. And then the second half of the sandwich has the a matzah with the, what do you call it, with the horseradish. A small kazayas. Small kazayas. I used to, before I got smart, I used to make a sandwich with both. Just make like, you have tuna fish sandwich, yeah, with lettuce, please. So yeah, horseradish, lettuce, please? Yes, lettuce, please. But I stopped doing that for reasons you should be able to figure out. Mavatlazuazu, exactly. Because if this horseradish is really not moro, it's mavatla the lettuce and the matzah and everything. So that's what. Huh? I have one big sandwich. Just I put it one next to the other. That's what I do now. I don't know. I'm not gonna. Who am I to say that it's not lettuce? It's not moro. The oil is moro. They have it goes back as early according to this print as early as the 13th century. It's a long time ago. 700 years ago. You can't just say it's going. Can't do that. On the other hand. It doesn't go back to the real Rashi, it's just a pseudo Rashi. And it was not clearly not Rashi, it goes contradicts Rashi right here on the page. And the ghost Maimini is how it goes. Not always, you don't know exactly who wrote it and what came from where. Especially that it's Bnei Obey Asira. He says Meretich Ubalad Marubia, which is a completely different plant, is a Bnei Obey Asira. It's hard to write a Bnei Obey Asira. So therefore, it's really hard to give a good source for it. So that's why I say, everyone should try to be out to this way with lettuce also. But the Yemen, no, Rabbana. Double the Rabbana. Yes?
Hashkafa-wise, I mean, at the first month, we have us in Beis Yosef passing something, and theoretically one can prove that it was an error. So we can say we changed the whole Shulchan Aruch the whole day.
Havana,
because I mean, that's the approach of the Jewish Theological Seminary. You have to look. I mean, seriously, you have to look to find, to look at yourself, and they say...
I cut you off now, so you can play any further. Just stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even according to the Sumarashi and the Rosh everyone agrees that lettuce is the best.
Avada.
No matter what. The question is whether
the Chasam Sofer only said that you shouldn't use lettuce if you're afraid about bugs.
Is that a let's say you didn't check your lettuce for bugs.
Yeah, it could be bugs. You should check.
Are you over on something from eating without checking?
Well, according to the new OU criteria, you better check it for bugs. We always check the Roman letters for bugs, every year before the OU. We always check the Roman letters for bugs. I check them myself many times. I look and I don't trust myself. And others should look, check maybe once in a while we find bugs. Once in a while we find bugs. And then I just try to throw the whole thing out.
The question is, are you like,
yes, I think I'm looking to check for the bugs.
You check broccoli for bugs all year round?
We're not discussing that right now. We check. I'm not told. We check. We rinse it off. We look around. We look for bugs. Yes.
What?
Oh, kappa, yeah. Well, that's a question. We saw that. Some say it doesn't mean outside birth. It just means the sap of the leaf itself. And those who say it means a worm. So it could be one of two things. Either means something which I won't go into the details now. Which sort of grows from the vegetable itself, which may be mutra if he did. Whatever that means. It's another question of science versus halacha. They talk about the spontaneous generation kind of stuff. But let's not get into that right now. I have enough problems on our hands right now. But,
it doesn't mean regular bugs that are.
No, I don't think it means that. Yes?
Were you soaked in Roman medicine vinegar?
That's another question. You soak it in vinegar even for a very short time, maybe consider kovash kamavushal. We soak it in water.
6 minutes.
Water. For not less 24 hours, we soak it in water for an hour, whatever it may be. And then we rinse it off, and then we check it carefully. That's what we do. What? Bodek makes Roman lettuce.
They don't
more expensive than hand shmura mas.
Right.
Yeah, they spray the water out. So you can do the same thing. Take a hose. I'm told you to put it in a dishwasher.
I heard Rabbi Eider.
They put it in a washing machine.
That's what he puts.
Can't roll less, I heard.
That they pour less goes to a dishwasher. Why'd you tell me? I spoke to him about it in Shirim, I could have found out. So I could put my mara in my dishwasher, but my dishwasher does not pay something. That's all the problem.
Washing up or not? What's the name?
Yeah. What? Both have a very special washer. Yeah, we should make fun of them. They do a good job. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I guess we did. I think we use this one with white, no? At least
it's
the
weave. It's like chopped up.
That's a beef. Yeah.
You know what you can use? You know the best thing to use, if you really want to be out to the holiday, it's not out of a proper box, use the stalks of romaine lettuce, not the leaves. A, get an easier kazayis. B, a much less of a chash of bugs. Kazayis. It's only they're rabbon enough to worry about so much. Because I have the one fluid out. So much as fill up that same shot glass. 1.18 you said there?
1.18.
Oh, so even so you saw that cup we had here? So take another one of those cups, fill it up with lettuce.
Crush it.
Have to crush it. The lettuce is not, there's no hole, no air holes in the stalks of lettuce.
The stalks are for sure okay.
Sure, for sure.
I mean, the bitter part is with the leaves.
We'll get to that. So that's actually, when I take the word for sure, I take it back.
The tips of the leaves.
I take it back. There are according to some poskim, you cannot be yotz with romaine lettuce. Sorry. you can't win. The Chazon Ish, I'll put it on the comments tomorrow. The Chazon Ish is no. The only way you can be yotz with romaine lettuce is if you let it stay until it gets bitter. Apparently if you leave it in the ground longer or if you take it above ground. I don't know exactly what stage. It ultimately gets no. Our romaine lettuce is bitter. Are they bitter, really?
Yeah.
Are they bitter? I don't know. That's bitter. Very, very. So according to him, Lauren, we'd have to ask to be bitter. Most posts can say that since it would become bitter, this is Sugya Lamates, Sofo, Chiloso Rach, and Sofo Kosher. Right? Same thing over here. That's what it starts being out, you know, not bitter, and at the end becomes bitter. So call the roll post game is even if you haven't went before it turned bitter, at the right minute, it's good enough. But I just remind myself, you say for sure, nothing is for sure in this world. Unless you wait till it becomes bitter. Then I think it's for sure. I think. But someone will say, it's no good, it's too bitter, it's not going to end that world. I can see, you know, yes.
I was
watching
the fruit store, and I saw they had like about 10 different varieties of lettuce. I think I bought one variety that's called chicory, and I tasted it. It was very, very bitter.
Good.
I really tasted there.
So maybe that's good for her. Yeah, maybe.
No,
good.
But is it actually one of the five species of Mara? I mean,
yeah, the word chicory appeared in this year somewhere. I think so. Didn't I read the word chicory before? I think I did mention it. Somewhere in here.
It's like jagged leaves. It's like jagged leaves.
What everyone uses to garnish flatters.
Where's chicory? Here it is. Oh, I mentioned it. It's a thistle-like plant, the arum, which also includes lettuce, endives, chicory, and wormwood. Okay, there it is. Those are all bitter tacks. Those are bitter. Endives you can also buy. I know people buy you the endives.
They're
not so bitter either.
They're
more bitter than romaine lettuce, I think so, yeah. And
what's the idea of the ice cream lettuce?
It's a mutation from the 16th century, sir. You're the scientist, you're the biologist.
It was mixed up with because of the same thing, you can still eat it. Is that what
I'm not sure if he's. I don't know if he means say you can't eat it or you can't eat it. He's not a rabbi. He writes at the beginning. Lo bossi lo horos ela laharos. I'm not coming to pass, the only comment is it's a show. It could be it's a mixture of a new world product, that's true. As a matter of fact, he claims that horseradish didn't even exist in Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Mishnah. He thinks, he's not, can't say for sure. He says, look at Our Vegetable Travelers, National Geographic magazine, 1949. Yeah, he did a job, this man. I mean, he knows his stuff. He can get a PhD for nothing. I mean, alright? So this is an interesting article over here. What does Aruch HaShulchan say? I forgot already. 1 minute.
What's wrong? Left hand corner, and he doesn't know what it is, and then plus again.
Arthur Shaffer. 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 Shaffer.
No,
he doesn't say it's not true. Don't say that. No, I don't think so. Right. Okay, we have to go back to Matzah. Yeah. Avraham Kotler used iceberg lettuce. I don't know about the facts of mutations, which Josh will explain to me one day. And then I forget what the halacha is. I'll try to figure out my own. But fascinating. Okay, all this is the matzah. Now I got to the Torah. We'll see that this stuff inside with Hashem tomorrow. It has to do with that ritva that I asked you about the root. What does the root mean? It's a very complicated story. Let's go. We're still in the halachas of matzah. We left off yesterday with the kasher Rabbeinu Ephraim. Everybody back on board? We saw a steer in two gemaras. That Memo Menal, let's chazer over. Memo Menal, let's do chazera. First wide line, Tana Rabbana. Everyone with me? Tana Rabbana. And losis in Seorah and Bepesah. You know, suppose what the Lassisa, we discussed Lassisa before. What does it mean, Rashi, in the previous Adaf says? What does Lassisa? Soak it. You gotta find the Rashi. Where is it? Not much more. Somewhere. You shouldn't soak it. Right, the season of Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph. The Shoron Memayim Ma'at La Kolshem Ma'achteshes La'asir Mursana. Take away the bran, Kadesh Tei Salt and Nikiya. You know, if you take away the bran, it's cleaner. Of course, our nutritionists tell us that if you take away the bran, it's much more unhealthy. That's where they have the whole wheat bread and all that kind of stuff. Had it for lunch, delicious, supposed to be healthy. So, that. But you know, people like pretty bread even in the old days. It's not a 20th century phenomenon. So they have to make it pretty. They took away the bran. To do that, they first had to soak it. That was their technology of then. Vim lasas, if you in fact soaked it in water, and it's baku asur, so it's baku mutaras. It's baku, we didn't develop the crack. So Rashi said, how does it crack? Rashi says, machmas anipuk, it swells. Shemachmas amayim, asuris, devadim amayros lahachmas. If it swells, if there's enough water content in the kernel, it swells and it cracks. Okay? Lon is baku mutaras. Fine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shoron, Vechomets, Vechomets, Tzomtzim, it zaps it, the vinegar. And it's going to stop it from becoming chomets. The tzamek, Rashi, in the Lazi Rashi. I mean, it's sort of, I don't know what to say when I translate. It just sort of stops it in its tracks. Okay, then what it says, Omer Shmuel, Eloch, Rabbi Yossi, fine. Omer Avchiz, Omer Marukvo, keep in mind the names in mind, Marukvo. But not to wait till it actually cracks. If it's so soft that you put it on a barrel, the barrel has some kind of a pungency of the smell of the wine, how she explains. If that would come and would crack it, that even though it hasn't cracked yet, it would already be considered chometz. Ushmul amanov. This bakul mamash. Mamash has to be this bakul. If it wasn't this bakul, it's nothing. Only if it actually cracks. Avat Shmuel Uvda Bedura B'Devei Rav Chashu Nizbaku Mamish. Okay, so Nizbaku Mamish is a Shmuel Pasuk. How do we Pasuk on the Halacha? It's not exactly clear. Omer Rav Bal Nefesh Lo Yiltos. I hear Bal Nefesh Afilu Kuli Alma Nami L'Tanya Losen Sorm B'Pesach Hochkama Bal Nefesh Afilu Chintin the Shriri, which is stronger. Lo yiltos. That's why he's a Baal Nefesh. It means it goes with Nim Yeshua Sadin. Okay. Fine. All the way up to Achim. Atzayas to the Abad. Ochil Nama Di'i Pusha. What does that mean? It won't be clean. Lo tisalt in the kikas. You're not going to do the sea sun. It's on the chit. No. So it won't be clean. Fine. Then Rav Osai. Be'rav Tov'rav Huna Latzi Be'rav Baravan Latzi Be'rav Ma'ostia. Period. Be'rav Ma'ostia. So we started off by saying, quoting a Bryce, now Rav is Osir Liltos. Even, you're not allowed to do Liltos. L'chulei Alma, Rav says. Can't do it. Why? It says in Losen Torah Pesach, but Chitin is Moder. No. Lo mi boy chidin came in this bait siraya ailu b'maya avos sari nishi which is smooth ema shaper don't make a mashma no they talk about us that's what Rava says hod amar Rava muta liltos which means chidin okay and he brings the proof fine hod amar Rava mitzvah liltos why mitzvah for the shmatim as a matzah since we have a better shmir when there's water connected with it at end of the sugi okay. End of the sugya. So how do we pass on halacha after all this? What's the din? What's the din? No, what do you say about it? What's the din? What do you say? What's the mitzvah? Which one of the three? Sounds like it's mitzvah. It's Rava's last statement. You don't have a riot to it. Is it a mitzvah which is ma'akev or not ma'akev? So the posting will say it's not ma'akev. It's like Shmur Mishas, the Ketzir, which is not ma'akev. And the Gaonim come along and say that we're no longer Bekiyim Ulisivs. Like Chalit we had before. We're no longer Bekiyim Ulisivs, which is absent. We're also no longer Bekiyim Ulisivs. Where did the Gaonim get it from? So Rabbeinu David explained it to Mokar, I said, look at the Marmal Kamas, from the Gemara, and that's Memamid Beis. Turn to Memamid Beis, please, if you don't mind. Says over here, Echad Zeh, Vechad Zeh, Chom is Tchila, Chom is Sof, whatever it is, Osir, Bishav Lech Lech, Adminan Zizir, Lekskor, Skor, Lekamal, Lekskrav. What does that mean? What does that expression mean? I mean, you tell a Nazir, don't go near a vineyard. Stay away from Chomets, just don't take any chances. So Rabbeinu David says, he thinks this is the source for the Gaonim, who are Machmir when it came to what? Come on, Chalita, and the season, where they get it from? They got it from this Gemara. When it comes to chametz, you can't be too cautious. You don't know exactly how to boil things and how to soak things that they used to do in the old days. This is the source. Which, of course, fits into our discussion of Gebrach, our discussion of the kidneys. If there wouldn't be a source in Shas, the pre-chametz, you can't make up your own chumers. Here's exactly, if you remember the source of the kidneys, this Tosfos Rav Amachu, if you remember a long time ago. So it's here, too, it's a source for the chumra of Chalita and of the season. Fine, tovo. Now comes the kashu we left off with yesterday. Now we're first picking up yesterday's shoe we left off. Thank you. Rabbeinu, I'll leave it here. I want to look at it. Very interesting. Rabbeinu Ephraim's kashu. We see the Gemara Savi and Achim and Beis. Ahu Arba, the top line. The Chiti, the Tavet Bechishta. Rashi says, Shem Anor, Tova Kodim HaPesach, Vahoyu Bechitin. A boat was submerged in the water and it had wheat. So what's this one say? Sharia rubble is wounded enough. Sell it to a guy. Frank, how can you do it? You're going to sell it back to a Jew. Mara says he backed his mind, changed his mind. Then my rubble, the small base is new. Lesvinu kaba kaba li yisrael ki echa de kaya kame pisra. Sell a little bit of time to various different Jews. We should be able to consume it before Pesach. End of the sugya. What do you see if it's Gemara, Bosai? What do you have over here? You have wheat. The wheat submerged in water. It's submerged in water. What? No. And you can't sell it to a guy who feels on the back of a Jew. Let me ask you a question. What's the case? If it's cracked, she won't buy it. If it's not cracked, it should be butter. If I sell it out, the seed itself is not cracked, it's butter. What's wrong? That's a man of frying cash. This cash goes back a long, long time. I made a problem with the bottom of the ribs. It was a long time. I mean, a prime is kavir kasha, a malasha. So he has to in the rush. If it's cracked, you should be allowed to sell it to a guy on the ground, and the Jew won't buy it back from me. He knows it's cracked, it's also. If it's not cracked, it's takamuta. So what's wrong?
He picks it up.
Oh. So we have to see the answer. I think there are four or five answers in the Rishonim to this kasha. Let's just look quickly and see if there's an interesting question. Let's open to the rush again, see what he says. And let's turn to the Ran, see what he says. And then we'll see what the Shabbat. Rabbeinu David also. Okay. Here we go. Rosh Simon Chav Zayin. Hikshar Ben Ephraim Zal. Amaya Srinu Lehano Chiti Varei Lo Nizbaku. Because otherwise he wouldn't buy it back. Vitiritz. Lesisa the Osik Vu Bechiti Lawasa the Chima Tachu Nizbaku. Abel Hana Chiti the Kema the Menach Naichi. Also, the day chimutz. What does that mean? That means Rabosai. Only if it's there's inaction, a complete just under the water. That's it. The end. It's under the water. It's lying there for a year, for a month, for a week, for a day. Then it becomes chimutz, even if it's not this battle. But if it's just the sisa, but just scrub it with water, rinse it with water, it's, and there's action there, right? The asik bubachit, he's scrubbing it, he's trying to move it. There's action, it's movement. Whenever it's movement, it's less human. That's a cloud of sugya. You always move things. Whenever there's movement, it's less likely to become chomet. By the way, the Hagos Hashri says, bedafka belisiso betiva bechista asurim. Avlam nafal mayam al chitin ohem al haoret makom midron, and the water just sort of comes through it. V'yachlu amayam lotzis behem. Yeah. Over offer tichoach, or go into the, it'll get absorbed into the ground. Shichom likonas mekaka lo osrim, because it's not submerged in water. The imlo kain, he says, lo timtza liolam chitim shleyar lemayim. It's impossible. I mean, all we have to have contact with water. What does that mean? Is it talking about water when it's, when the wheat is attached to the ground or detached from the ground? When it's attached to the ground, we should say it doesn't matter really. When it's detached, you can detach it, cover it, take it inside. What does he mean, the Hagos Maimonides? Oh, very good. We'll see soon that once the wheat grows completely, it's fully grown, and no longer needs any nutrients from the ground anymore, and even if it's attached to the ground, it's possible that it could become chametz. We'll see that soon with the raya. We'll see it soon. That could be the means. So since a little bit comes on it, rain a little bit, it's a big deal. Okay, the big problem this year in Eretz Yisrael. This year now, the biggest rain came last week. You know what's going on over there? It's the coldest, rainiest week was last week in Eretz Yisrael. Go figure it out. They call it Malkosh. Yorel Malkosh. Malkosh is the rain at the very end of the season. I have to speak to the people. Is it good or bad for the Jews, for the farmers? I'm not sure exactly. So cold and so wet. Coming into Nisan, farmers, okay, but there's still farmers who farm Kedasa Kedin. It also relates to them. Okay, Rabosai. So this is the Russian Teretz. That's Teretz number one. Depending on his action or no action. Let's turn to the Ran and see what he says. Yud Beis and Midbeis. Behar the Loma Flegin, it's the first wide line on page 24. Behar this Baku, blown this Baku, Gival, the Rabbeinu Ephraim's Kasha. Mishim dechiti ninu, ubechiti lo boi bikua, kach kosavara ozal. Yeravort, when he did bikua, by Saorim, by chitni don't need bikua. That makes sense? That makes sense. The Ra'ah says that. Yeah. Hold on. So the Ran loves to separate on Amud Aleph. Please look at Amud Aleph V'E. Hold on. First wide line again. Umiul of Itmar Hais Shiur that is back on the Besorin. Avil Bechitin came in this way Tziraya Klam a stack she Bechitin commanded his back with them. It's automatically in his back with them. But he book of a pair of backs with the Mesech of the Avodah Zorah. Ka kot of our Ozal. Velo Nehiru Li. And Avodah Zorah is something else. It's with grapes. It doesn't do anything. But the wine goes in there. Avil in Chomet ain't a winyan. The other Avodah. Sugya de Gemara, Riyata de Chiti, Kilitvei! Backwards they're all at it. Our whole Gemara says Chitim is more cow than Tzor. Remember that? Not only the Kiva, he can't do the Tzisa on Tzor, but he can do it on Chitim. Not everyone wants to turn it around and say backwards? So the kids are all, they're around and they're all Shver. The Gemara seems to imply that what? That Chitim is more cow than Tzor. The Ross is fakert. Chit is more chomer. Even though there's no crack emerges, this is a natural stock, a natural fissure in the kernel. That itself is considered the equivalent of chomer. So 1 second. So the brings the right from Avodah Zarah. So the Ross, what kind of raya is that? That's a raya that wine can get in. What to do with chomer? But David is making a good point. What Gemara? Where? Show me the Gemara. Show me the Gemara. Where? Lo mi boy chit came in this way to raya. Island of Umaya. Avul sari the she a mashaper dummy kamash malon. So that's what David says. They're all right. This is svarol the kan and svarol the kan. Right, you give him a chag in both directions. See from the Gemara. Ain't a chenam. That's right. The terrace to the Ra'ah. Okay, back to the base to the Ra'ah. He gives two of his own terrace. At best, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Yeah, but not right. They said that you can't go the other way, the other direction. Yeah. What's the cash? Tell me what the cash is. Hey, the Terrence. What's the cash?
What is the Ra'ah's distinction? I don't
You tell me the kash, they have a distinction. Steer into Gemaras. Right? And that's Memma Menalef, Memma Menbeis. Memma Menalef, it says, if it's not Lonas Bakas Mutter. Memma Menbeis implies that Lonas Bakas also. What's the answer? Sorim Chidim. Amad Alef is Sorim, and Amad Beis is Chidim. Sorim, so you need Bikua. And Amad Beis is Chidim, you don't need Bikua, that's without Bikua. That's the Terence. That's all. Lefimash Kasavti Lamala, look carefully back to the Ram. Tzas Chidim Mevukos Hoyu Ben. V'chashinan Dilmalzavanu Liyisro V'lava Date. We're afraid of a couple of cracked kernels. You won't notice when you buy it. And that's the problem we're worried about. Inami, a second terrorist in Iran. Shemba Yitchenem. Who mentioned this yesterday? Someone mentioned this to me yesterday. David did. Shemba Yitchenem, Hanokri, V'yavza, V'yivkrem, Israel. You're afraid they're going to grind it and make it into flour and sell it back. And you wouldn't know that history is no longer extant. You can't find it there. If that's the case, Bizman HaZeh should be mutter, according to this terrorist. Because this man has never can no longer buy flour from Goyim. Why? I think Mishnah says you can't buy flour from Goyim. I told you once why. Why? Oz is bleached. Oz is kemat chametz gomer according to some pasuk because it's bleached in water. So this would be the reason it'll be okay. Oh. Once we're on this topic, Abosai, yes.
It's not like you're worried. You can't sell it to because maybe you might grind it up and then maybe you might sell it.
You're right, it is a little bit far-fetched, but the chametz, we have to worry about it, you know? Chametz. Now, the Rabbeinu David quotes a Yesh Amrim, who distinguishes between a little bit of water and a lot of water. He says, in the Anam and Aleph, it's a little bit of water, a little small amount of water, relatively speaking. It's submerged in a river. I mean, a river is a lot of water. That's another terrace. So how many terrors do we have on both sides? We have the Rabbeinu Ephraim's terrors, what? Action versus no action. Wheat versus barley. The Ran, two terutzim. Either you're afraid he won't notice a small percentage of what? Of mevul kos. Oil has been ground up, so he can't notice any mevul kos. And the Yesh Amrim and the Rabbeinu David, which we'll call the Yesh Amrim, who says that distinguish between a little bit of water and a lot of water. Five different terutzim in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Ephraim's kasha. Five. Huh?
A lot of water is better.
No, that was worse. More water, the more chances it's going to impact on the making to chametz. Okay. Not quite the same. Rabbosai, how do we pass in the halacha? We'll wait for a minute. I want to see the other round, and then we'll come and we'll look at Shulchan Aruch. Other round is a fascinating question. Halacha l'maisa, we had a machlokas between Mar Ukva and Shmuel. How do we pass in? Says the reef. Third wide line. Yud Bey is a manal, not be a reef. Come on. Third wide line. Vanan came and lo ifsika vahai milsa ilchasa vahedya lo kamarukva lo kashmuel. Abdina lo chumra kamarukva. You have to go lo chumra. And even if it's royal, it's bakeya, we have to be machmir. Dabla sveka daraisa, sveka daraisa lo chumra. Says the rib, fascinating rib. Vahani mili linyan mechlinu lahanush sari beinayim. You want to have this barley, just pop the barley seeds in your mouth. Or maybe to cook them as such. Aval imish takti vahadi bishulav lanas bakl. If you find a barley seed in the middle of a pot of meat, and it wasn't this bakeya, came at the eastern tarubas chamas b'mashu d'rabonani, lo asvinale lahu bishulav. The Mishtaki betrayed Plasari. Elim Kain is Baku Kishmuel. Shall we speak of the Rabbanon? Who speak of the Rabbanon Lakula? Wow! That's a mouthful in the river. If you find a barley by itself, you cook barley, you want to eat barley, it's awesome. If you find barley in your meat, in your chicken, whatever it may be, then if it's this Bakea, you have to ask for the entire dish, because it's coming from Pesel's Mimashu. If it's alone as Bakea, and the worst case is there is the Rabbanon, so you can take out the barley things that you see, throw them into the garbage, burn them, throw them out the window, and you can eat the meat, the fish, the chicken, whatever it was found. Says the Ran.
Wait.
Yeah.
If it's cracked,
if it's cracked, throw it over. Throw the whole chicken out. If it's not cracked, that's when you can eat the remaining part of the cooked dish. Says the Ran, a very important yourself. Kei v'nisi tarubis tafas d'rabbanu. Afal gav te'ikar isur d'avid d'araisu. Look at this. Kei v'nishiru v'd'rabbanu d'avid d'araisu. Lo asa b'mashu. Talinu l'kula. Can we make it? V'raya l'dover v'daminim perik el over daf memdala v'nal from sovim. Gabe shtei kupos. What shtei kupos mean? Two boxes. Baskets. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. You hear this? Two baskets. One chulin, one truma. For the fnayan shnei soyan, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, v'noflu edel tochelu. A terrible mix-up. The little baskets fell into the big barrels. We don't know. We hope the best case scenario was what? Chulin fell into chulin, and truma fell into truma. That's only a 50-50 statistical chance. We don't know. What do you do? Mutter. Why? Shani Omer. We assume we have a right to just close our eyes and assume. True enough, true enough for the chulin, the chulin enough. Why? Because it's the rabbanon. The yama because I expect his prize the raisa. My amin and shani omer so shav the raisa. Alma said the ra. The yama because I expect his prize lav the raisa. Nicha. It's okay. The yafal gav the ikar yisurim in the raisa. Okay, but the raisa be a bottle talin and the kula. Amin and shani omer. This is what the ran said. A proof. A gevaldic proof. This is a proof. So if it's a, even though it started off as the raisa, if it ends off as the rabbanon. Then we can have a right to be make. If you look at the Rabbeinu David, it's not so simple. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban disagrees that it's wrong. And Rabbeinu David comes to the defense of the Riv. Interesting. Ramban is a big defender of the Riv. Here he disagrees. And his Talmud, Rabbeinu David, his loyalist, disagrees with his own Rebbe to go defend the Shittas Riv. What's the Hezber? I had a cloud called this Galgil. Who's going here today? Who's going for Smich here? If you look at Simon Kufyud, one of the most famous klolim is this galgil, which means, what does this guy literally, what does it literally mean, this galgil? Rolls. If you have a sveka d'oraisa, and it somehow rolls into a d'rabbanon, since you originally machman on the d'oraisa level, you must continue to be machman on right now, it's only related to the level of the d'rabbanon. Aye, so that's the Ramban said, this galgil. So why over here is it mutter? So Rabbi David explains, that's only if there's, the Isser is there, and then it's a question of, know some doubtful point concerning that is, because the Issa might not be there at all, or maybe just a bottle of a shishim, things of this nature, then we have a right to be making on the level of the Rabbanon. That's how you explain that. It's a fine distinction. If you look there, you'll see it. Okay, now look at the halacha lemaisa. We've discussed this topic pretty carefully. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says, okay? Tav Samach Zayin. That's the simon which we've been afraid to look at until now. It's such a big simon, very big and very tough. And then a Mishnah Berurah has one here, I believe. Who wants a Mishnah Berurah? Here's a Mishnah Berurah, please take this one. What's this also? And another one.
There's one right up top.
Another one, where?
Up top, watch your left.
And another one. There's plenty of Mishnah Berurahs here today. If you can't get a Mishnah Berurah, we're going to regular Shulchan Aruch. We have a few of those too. One.
In the Gra is the second thing under the Shulchan.
In the Gra, it's another Shulchan Aruch. Plenty of Shulchan Aruch there. Tav Samach Zayin. Okay. Dagon shenitva benor. How is tomorrow? O shenafal alav mayim shem she'asa le'ochlo kach asur le'kaimo elamokro li'Yisrael u'modiyo kadei she'ochlenu kama pesach v'makiro v'mokro le'goy kama pesach v'mokro ma'at na'at l'chol echad. You sell a little bit to make sure it's got rid of it for before Pesach. That's what it says. So I asked to look at a few of the Mishnah Berurahs here. The Mishnah Berurah said about these fake things that you told me about. Mashma de Muhammad Sneaker Mutuk Ben Shemokal Yisrael Ben Shemokal Akum. The Sulekal Mecha Shayazim Kuran Yisrael, the Kanama Pedal Yisrael Yakireno. The Yeshman Apostle Shemachmir and Shami Yitzchan Akum, we discussed this before. The Yimkram, yeah. Och and the Menogainu Shayn Lokan Kamak the Pedal Menashok, which we just discussed. The Tzad and Kamakron and the Lekal Mecha Shemokal Kanya Shok, because now they don't buy a flower from the Goya. Turn off the heat, please. Somebody,
what's wrong with my car?
You have this stuff, you don't really have to get rid of it. You want to sell it, so you're allowed to do it. Okay. Now, Sifkon Gimel. Today she yichle. Hayna da afta taloma shim kirenali yisrael yochlenu ha yisrael kon pesach. Lefi zeh be'erev pesach b'shol chamishis. Bignan she yefsho she yichle kon ha pesach. Osu limkol anachir filim ha'at. Shem yim kirenali yisrael also ma'at. Hefse beruba. Then you can sell it to a guy. If you know they're not going to touch it, it's in fact after Pesach, you know.
So we can't tell them to clear it, right?
Right. But Mishnah Tzadik can rely on that. That's what they post. Hefse Meruba. And finally, Zion. Oh, Sudasid Beis. Dogon Zesh and Nitpa Benor Oshanafu of Mayim Afalpi Shalon is Baka Osir. The Kame and the Menach Naichi Oslechi. Whose terrors did they give out of the five? Who's the winner? Rabbeinu Efrayim was the winner. The Mechaba Pasna Rabbeinu Efrayim. That the Mishnah Berurah Zayin. He never sifteh skotzav a mechaba for pish lo nizbaka mamish lahayno afshin nizrakcha v'shikrovus nizbakeya. Has to be at least soft. When it's soft, it's close to the crack. V'kan shino l'shona v'kotz af a pish lo nizbakeya. Lahoros. Af a pish lo nizrakcha klal gam kenos. Wow. Wow. Why? Why did he change it? So if you look on the show in the Mishara Tzion, well, they quote some three gedolim. Lo matzasi raya b'chamas of the reim, if lo nisrach a klal, need some kind of softening. Either go like marukva, and we're not bucky with krovos is bakeya, but if it's still hard, we're kulona b'ki and then b'chal krovos bakeya. If it's still hard, it's nothing. Why should we sell machmir? Maybe Rabbi Ephraim is afraid you don't even need to be kurichik at all, or even if it's hard, maybe it's really soft. There's some soft, there's no shishu connect them. But he says, if it's really hard, you can sell it to a guy. You can sell it to a guy. That's his psak lahaloch. Sure. Okay, so that's the yisod over here. For lachem says the Ramah, Yishli zoher, shlo yavo, mayim, okshamim, milzalfim, alachitim, ki oz afilu, non uzbaku asuris. Have to be very careful. V'dogo she'emunach ba'aliyah, v'yod okshamim, derech agar, v'ktas ha'makomus, v'nislach lachu, osman, v'nislach lachu asuris. Aber sham a kommas mutte de hashos mich kommt svek svek. Sham lo yod lem sham at all that part. So lo me yod de sham lo nes khamet. Aber lo ochn de pass of osur lo me hanet svek svek because we're afraid of it, right? It's a car, it's the raisa. So sham de khag gor de people are make let's see. Mr. Bruno de Charlotte thing. It's the material and etc. Okay. That's if base. Now we got to watch if what? Hey, as we started talking about before, Dovin Shemim Mechuber, Shenis Yaveh Shlegamri, Vein Tzorach Liyanika Kamad Amunach Mekadadami, Umekabel Chimutz Im Yod Aleim Shem. As we saw in that Gos Ashri, right? You have to be careful, even though it's Mechuber Lekarka, but if it's complete. Yeah. It's an interesting Shaila. Must they watch the actual Ktsira? If I'm not mistaken, they do watch the Ktsira Bezman Hazeh. If I'm not mistaken. Find out, I guess, on Monday. He says, it's a machlokes. Chasam Sofer said you have to watch it b'shas k'tzira. Now Avnei Nezer says, no. B'k'tzira ve'elech, not the k'tzira itself. How do you know? What's his proof? With the omel who rovah, it's enough memam and aleph, lahane de mahapchi kipi, ki mahapchisu afichu l'shem mitzvah, v'lo omah ki k'tzirtu v'chulei. And the rivers is the same thing. So ktsira itself is not required. But there are the rules not that way. Ma'apchisu means the mu'amrin, the kotrin, that's on the liptor, ula'amr, the torah, the pesach, the shalayach mitzvah. There are the rules.